AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks are higher on Wall Street ahead of an expected announcement from the Federal Reserve on a rise in interest rates. It's an attempt to fight off inflation. It's having an impact on spending. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
Retail sales slipped 0.3% last month. The figures were led by a sharp decline in auto sales and showed how inflation and rising gas prices are putting the pinch on consumers.
President Biden sent a letter to oil refiners telling them to produce more gasoline and diesel. Federal health advisors will decide today whether to endorse coronavirus shots for the youngest Americans. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Kids under five are the only ones in the U.S. not yet eligible for the vaccines. Food and Drug Administration independent advisors are considering tot-sized doses from Pfizer and Moderna and will vote separately on each. As their meeting today began, FDA vaccine chief Dr. Peter Marks said more than 440 kids under the age of four have died during the pandemic, and while that's far fewer than adult deaths.
Every life is important, and vaccine-preventable deaths are ones that we would like to try to do something about.
FDA reviewers say both brands appear safe and effective for kids as young as 6 months old. If the vaccines clear all regulatory hurdles, shots should be available next week. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Peyton Gendron, the white man who shot and killed 10 black people at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, is now facing federal hate crime charges that could result in the death penalty. Attorney General Merrick Garland is in Buffalo to announce the charges and to meet with the families of the people who were killed. Crews are working to restore water in Odessa, Texas. An aging pipe broke. The lack of water comes at a bad time in Odessa, with temperatures reaching close to 100. This is AP News. Ford is recalling millions of vehicles.
The problem is you may think the vehicle is in park, but it may actually be in a different gear, allowing it to roll away. It's a transmission problem. The vehicles being recalled include some Escapes from 2013 to 2019, Fusions from 2013 to 2016, and Edge vehicles from 2015 to 2018. Transit Connects are being recalled, too, from 2013 to 2021. Ford says it knows of four injury reports and another six property damage claims. I'm Rita Foley.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says automakers reported nearly 400 crashes of vehicles with partially automated driver assist systems, including 273 involving Teslas. Tesla's crashes happened while vehicles were using autopilot, full self-driving, traffic-aware cruise control, or other driver-assisted systems. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.